Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. It's Elder Angelique Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. So I need you to go grab your pen, your paper, and your Bible as we dig into the Word of God. And while you're doing that, I want to remind you that you can always reach out to us on Facebook at Perfecting Love Missions. Amen. You can also email us at perfectinglovemissions@gmail.com. And now we have a website. Amen. You can go to www.perfectinglovemissions.org. You can reach out to us even here on Blog Talk Radio. You can send us a message. You can put some words and a comment about things you might want to study going forth together as fellow truth finders. Amen. So I thank you all for joining us, and by now you should have your pen and your paper and your Bible, and we're getting to it. Amen. Let us start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. I glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness. Truly, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank and praise you for who you are and what you're doing, Lord God. I thank and praise you for your word, which is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword to the penetrating, even dividing the soul, the spirit, joint, and marrow, judging the attitudes and intents of our heart, Lord God. I thank you that your word has become a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path, Lord God. And on today, Lord God, you revealing yourself to us, Lord God, that we may have the victory in Christ Jesus on today, that we may be able to move the way you say move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And at the end of this journey, we might say, well done, a good and faithful servant. So, Lord, we just bless you for this opportunity. We thank and praise you. We thank and honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders on today. Listen, and we always start off with a quick synopsis of what we talked about last time we were together. So last time we talked about the unpardonable sin, which is the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. And I've heard this preached as a little kid over and over again. Not preached, but I heard people say it, but no one really explained it to us. So we went back and we explained what that meant, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. If you have not listened to that, I need you to highly go back and listen to that. So you will know, amen, you will know when you're in that danger zone, amen, of the unpardonable sin, amen. But on today, I want to talk about from seed to harvest, from seed to harvest, amen. And the Holy Spirit gave me this a while back, and I had to repent because he told me to do this one a while back, and I had just been sitting on it. But I want to share this with you because every word that God gives me, it's for me. I share with you all, but I am blessed by it as well. That's what the word talks about, being iron sharp as iron. Amen. The word of God is living and active in it, and it affects me as well as it affects you. Amen. And so we're going to start with Genesis chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8, and we're going to start at verse 22. And it says here, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And so when we look here in Genesis, we're talking about after the flood. God came to Noah. He showed him the rainbow. He said, look, I promise I won't flood the earth again. He said, as long as the earth remains, he says here, there will always be seed time and harvest. That's the first thing he said. And cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. But we're going to deal with the seed time and harvest. One thing I tell people all the time, seed time and harvest is universal. That's a universal law. That's the law of the earth. God said as long as you plant seeds, there will always be a harvest. Amen. And so sometimes we think, you know, because this is a certain way and that's a certain way, that shouldn't happen. But seed time and harvest are regardless. Hallelujah. Regardless happens. So on today we want to talk about that. Let's go over to Genesis. Let's go over to Genesis 4, 3 through 5, and I'm going to read this for you because we're going to see how seed works. We're going to start off with saying how seed works, amen. Genesis chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 3 through 5. And it says, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground and offered it unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And so when we look here, God takes pleasure in our offering and thanksgiving only when we are striving to live a righteous life according to his will. I've heard this preached a lot of times. But you have to understand, God, it's not what you give, it's how you give it. And we're going to talk about that even the more as we get down. And a lot of times we're taught, give till it hurts and all this stuff. But God works a little differently. Amen. God gave us free will because he wants us to want to do things for him. Amen. And so we see here the difference between Cain and Abel. Cain brought just gave God what he wanted him to have. But Abel, when he came before him, hallelujah, he strived to give God his best offering, his best gift, amen. And when we look at how God works, how he maneuvers, amen, he wants us to live a righteous life according to his will, amen. And so our gifts are multiplied when we're in his will, amen. Matthew, let's look at Matthew and 33. Matthew 6 and 33. Matthew 6 and 33. Hallelujah. Very familiar scripture to a lot of us who've been in the faith for a while. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so we see the things of God. Hallelujah. He said, if you're seeking me, if you're coming after me, every seed sown will be produced. Amen. And sometimes, hallelujah, Jesus, we get to a point that we think all seed has to be spiritual and in faith. And that's what God is trying to teach us. It has to be spiritual and it has to be in faith. It has to be. Seed is not always money. And a lot of times we think seed is money, but seed is your time. Seed is your work for the Lord. It should be adoration. Amen. Anything you give to the God, anything you give back is a seed. And so if we wrap it up and see it differently, amen, you will see the harvest, amen. If you live that life of Matthew 6:33, amen, as you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, those things that you desire, those things that you want to grow, that rain that you want to come from heaven, those things, the harvest that you want need to come forth, you will see them manifest when you seek ye first the kingdom of God. I say this all the time. Hallelujah. The body of Christ was messed up when we started preaching that prosperity message back in the 90s. We told people to name it and claim it. But that's what Jesus talks about. If you come up any other way, you're a thief and a robber. Amen. And so when we look at, you have to do it the way God wants it to be done. We can't take shortcuts. We can't say, well, this happened for this person. I'm going to do exactly what they did, and I'm going to get what they get. That's what we do. And so we try to do it our own way. We try to say, if I do this, God's going to do this. If we do this, God's going to do this. But his thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are just not our ways. And so we have to understand the spirit behind it, the principle behind things. And that's what God is saying. When he told in Psalms, when the men of God say, Lord, God, show me your ways and your statutes. Amen. The children of God only knew, the children of Israel only knew his acts. But Moses asked, I need to know your ways. I need to know what you want from me. I need to know your characteristics so I can mimic your characteristics, so I can look like you, walk like you, talk like you. Amen. And so when we talk about here in Matthew 6 and 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. When we look at seed, you have to, hallelujah, start there. I have to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then I deal with my seed. I deal with what's going forth. Amen. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Amen. Philippians. Let's turn over to Philippians. For my newest saints, it's the old, it's the New Testament. Amen. Towards the back after the Gospels. Amen. And we're going to look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. And he says here, Amen. Philippians 2 and 3 says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, lest each esteem others better than themselves. It's the spirit that you give them. We just said earlier, every seed has to be sowed in a spiritual and in faith. Amen. He said, don't do anything out of selfish ambition. What's happening here to the body of Christ? Why are we not seeing the manifestation of God's glory in our life? When we do it, we're sowing with vain glory, that you may be seen. That if my them ambitions, I was told that if I give $100, he'd give it to me 100, 30, 60, and 100-fold. We're trying to go up another way. We're trying to do it not by spiritual, not by faith, but we're trying to do it by works. And we know, hallelujah, works didn't work for the children of Israel, so surely it's not going to work for us because we're spirit-filled believers, amen. And so we see people saying, okay, if I give, if the pastor say give $300, I'm going to stand up and give $300 so everybody can see that I'm giving $300. But what kind of seed, what kind of harvest are you going to bring from that? Nothing, because Jesus said, you already got your glory. You already got your harvest. You wanted to be seen, and that's what you received. Amen. But God said, don't do things in vainglory. This is something that we have to deal with. When you do things for God, it has to be according to your heart, that you want to do it, that you're giving to God with the right spirit. When we go back to what we talked about earlier with Abel, Abel gave God from his the right spirit and in faith because he loved him and gave him a gift from his heart. And what happens is we try to do things legalistically. Well, they said if I do this, I get this. If I do, but God is not, like we always say, God is not Santa Claus. And God will not be mocked. Whatever a man sows, we're going to deal with this later, but whatever a man sows, that he will reap, amen. You have to understand it's the way that you give. And we're going to talk about how to do that even later, amen. So don't do anything out of selfish ambitions. I'm going to help the pastor so the pastor can love me. I'm going to help the people so they can see who I am. God doesn't work like that. Those seeds do not come to fruition because they're not seeds unto God. They're seeds unto your flesh, unto man. Amen. Let's look at Galatians. Galatians chapter 6 and 7. Let's just flip over. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. And it says this. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. Hallelujah. We have to understand, if we reap to the flesh, we're reaping to, if we sow to the flesh, we reap destruction from the flesh. But if we sow to the spirit, we, hallelujah, if we seed to the spirit, we get eternal life. And this is the thing, like I just said, God is not deceived. God knows your heart. He knows why you're doing it. One thing I will ask myself every time I do something, what are my intentions and what are my motives from doing it? Are my intentions that I love God and I want to please God like Enoch? Or what are my motives? Am I trying to see, is my motive to see the glory of God manifest? Is my motive to see the kingdom of God be grown? If those are not your motives, amen, you need to go back and check them. And what's going to happen is whatever you sow into and the spirit you sow into it, that you will reap. If you sow into corruption, you're going to reap corruption. Amen. But if you sow into holiness, you're going to reap holiness. And that's something we need to understand. The world tried to take shortcuts and go around and have these 5-step, 7-step, 9-step. Amen. This is how I did it. This is how you do it. That's not how God works. Don't be deceived. Don't let the world beguile you and make you think. Amen. Like you said, God ain't going to be mocked. He know what's in your heart. He know why you're doing it, when you're doing it, and your purpose behind doing it. You have to understand that your seed has to go in. Fruitfulness is spiritual presented. If you want to see fruitfulness, amen, you have to spiritually present things to God. Your time, your family, your money, everything has to be spiritually given to God. Amen. If you want to see the fruitfulness of it. And what happens is we don't see the fruitfulness of it because we don't have the right mindset. We don't have the right heart set when we're doing it. But God is going to tell us how to do it. Amen. He wants to, hallelujah, he wants to bless us, amen. As he said, I wish that you would prosper even as your soul prospers. And what's happening is we're trying to sow into the kingdom of God through the principles of the world, and it's not working, amen. And then we're getting those things from the world, amen, and now we're going into sin because now we're, hallelujah, Well, the God, like I say, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he add all those things to us, amen. But he said, what is a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And that's what's happening when we try to use the principles of the world to gain in the kingdom of God. But God is saying, look, if your heart right, if you love me and you're giving unto the Lord, amen, if you're giving like the woman, the guy with the one might say, look, I don't have nothing, but such as I have, I give to you, amen. And that's what God is trying to teach us how to do. It's not about the money. It's not about the amount. It's about how you give it. And that's very key to how. So he said, what are we sowing? Thanks to God, what are we sowing? We need to know, what are we sowing? Amen. Mark chapter 4, verse 14. What are you sowing unto God? Amen. And this blessed me when I read it, so I know it's going to bless you. Amen. And Mark chapter 4, verse 4 says this. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the way, amen, fell by the way, and on the fowls of the air, and came and devoured it. And some fell on stony ground, amen, where it had not much, and immediately sprang up because it had. That's not the scripture I wanted, and I'm going to go back to it. When we look at, amen, it's Mark 4 and 14. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 4 and 14 say, what are we sowing? So first we're trying to find out, what are we sowing? Like I said earlier, seed is not always money. And I think that's where our mindset is being altered, because we think we have to give more money to be able to please God. But God's provision is not always wrapped up in currency. Amen. And so first question we ask, what are we sowing? Mark 4 and 14. That's the scripture I wanted. Amen. Mark 4 and 14 said, the sower sows the word of God. Amen. First, we're sowing the word of God. Amen. Going back to Matthew 6 and 3, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. Jesus said, learn of me before he left. And when he said, also, he said, I didn't come to give you peace, but I came to give you a sword. Amen. And we know Jesus is the word of God. So we're sowing Jesus Christ for a harvest. The word is, the word of God is what we're sowing. We're giving God back his word. We're speaking those things to be not as though they were. That's what we're sowing. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're sowing those things that make it rich and add no sorrow. Amen. We're sowing Jesus Christ. Amen. We're sowing the gospel. We're sowing the word of God. We're sowing eternal life through the word of God. That's what we're sowing. And so when we want to see the seed go to a harvest, we're sowing the seed of faith. We're sowing the seed of faith unto God. That's the seed that we're sowing. And now God is showing us. It goes back to what we talked about when I had the wrong scripture, amen, in chapter 4 and 4 and 4 when he said, we sow, and those who sow, some gain 30, 60, and 100-fold. But we're sowing it, amen. We're sowing it unto God. We're sowing it into the kingdom, the word of God, and it's coming forth. So the second question we ask ourselves, how does it grow? We sowed into the word. We sowed the word of God, like God told us in Mark 4 and 14. Jesus told us that, amen. It's in red, amen. It's in the gospel. Mark 4 and 14 said, we sow the word of God. Amen. Sometimes we don't understand the power that the word of God has. Like we said earlier, the word of God is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. To the penetrant, even dividing the soul and spirit, joint and marrow, judging the attitudes and intents of our house. The most powerful thing that goes forth on this earth is the word of God. Amen. It created the whole earth. It created the universe. God just spoke words, let there be, and the Holy Spirit moved. Amen. And so when we learn to sow, hallelujah, the word of God, we will see the harvest, the manifestation of his glory in our life, naturally and spiritually. Amen. But how does it grow? Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Let's flip over to 1 Corinthians, and we're going to look at chapter 3, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse 6. And it says, I have planted, Apollos has watered, but God gave the increase. God gives the increase to your seed. That's how it grows. It's not going to grow any other way. He said, God water, one plants the seed, one plants the word of God. One waters the word of God. The word of God, you know, faith come by hearing the word of God, amen. And so one is planting the word, one is watering it. Your faith is watering it. And then God gives the increase. That's how our seed grow. That's how we get to the harvest, amen. Hallelujah. And so God sends us in those places. That's why he said in Hebrews chapter 10, don't forsake yourself to assemble yourselves among yourselves. We became churchgoers, amen, that we think if I just show up there, I'm good. I got a checkbox in what God wants me to do. But Jesus created the fivefold ministry. He created the body of Christ for you to be able to go in and your faith be grown. That's why I said faith come by hearing the word of God. And only faith moves God. Your faith cannot be renewed if it's not being watered. If you're not hearing, amen, if you're not growing in the things of God. That's how our seeds grow, through the faith. We're watering it with faith. We're watering with the word of God that's coming forth. We're getting before the women and men of God, and God the Holy Spirit is sending a word that waters, amen. And as he sends that, God is so, everything revolves around God. You have to understand that. And he's so perfect, amen. And so he said, hallelujah, he sows the word into your heart, man. Someone sows the word. Then the preacher comes and he waters it with faith, amen. Building up your faith. You build up your most holy faith. And then God gives the increase, amen. God, you sowed God, amen. You sowed the word of God. You sowed Jesus, which is the word of God, amen. Then the word of God, the preacher came and he watered with faith through the Holy Spirit from God, amen. And now you're seeing the harvest. God is giving the increase. God can only give the increase in him, amen. And then let's look at this. So we learned that how are we sowing? We're sowing the word of God according to Mark 4:14. How does it grow? God waters it. God gives the increase, but the preachers water it, and the faith waters it, man. You're building up on your most holy stuff waters it. But we need to look at what's the conflict seed growing, because this is key, because a lot of us, we're doing step one. We're sowing the word of God, amen. We're going, we're letting it be watered. Faith come by hearing the word of God. And then we say to ourselves, why aren't my seeds manifesting? Why don't I see the glory of God running after me? Why don't I see the goodness of God chasing after me? Why am I not walking in peace and joy and goodness? Everything he told us in Galatians, hallelujah, according to us, why am I not just seeing the blessings of God, amen? Let's look at Matthew 13 and 19. Let's flip over to Matthew chapter 13, and we're going to read verse 19. And this is our answer to the conflict from the seed growing, amen, the conflict from the seed growing. Matthew chapter 13, and we're going to look at verse 19. Amen. 13 and 19. Now, let me get over there. I'm in the wrong thing. Amen. And it says this. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understand it not, then comes the wicked one and catches, hallelujah, away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Amen. That's the conflict. Hallelujah. That's the conflict. When the word has been sown, it can't get in your heart to germinate for it to be watered, because when we lack understanding, amen, then come the wicked one comes to steal that word from you. Amen. We could come in and God can have, you can have the best of intentions. Amen. And then God will sow a word to you. And then as soon as you leave out of the presence of the word being sown, then come the wicked one, come to steal it. Amen. We don't guard that good thing. We don't understand that seed is discerned. It's our responsibility, amen, to cover that seed and hide that seed in our heart that we might not sin against God. Amen. We allow the adversary, the cares of the world, amen, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life to steal that word when God is trying to teach us, hallelujah, to have a seed sown that we may have a harvest. He wants to give us, it's his goodwill to give us the kingdom. It's his will for us to be blessed, amen. But what, hallelujah, but what happens is, hallelujah, when the word has been sown, amen, it starts by the wayside, amen. We allow the adversary to come in and take it, amen, because we lack understanding. We're not seeking ye first the kingdom of God. Our mindsets are not on God. Our heartsets are not on God. We're not tilling the land, amen. We're not tilling the dirt that the seed may be able to go in, hallelujah, and be able to be planted that it may grow. And so that's the conflict. And so for us, once we know we've sown the word of God, amen, and that it's grown by the water, we have to guard that good thing. We have to guard that thing, hallelujah, that God has given us, amen. And we have to understand that we cannot allow the adversary, the wicked one, the devil, to come in and steal that word. Our hearts have to be right. Our minds have to be stayed on Jesus. We have to be seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, amen. We have to be, hallelujah, putting on the full armor of God. We have to do those things that God told us to protect that seed that he's sown in us, amen. And that's the conflict that comes with it. That's why we don't see the harvest. That's why we don't see the manifestation of it, because, hallelujah, we're allowing the adversary without to come in and steal a word. Every time God gives us, he's taking it. He's sifting us. He's embezzling it for us. But God is showing us a better way, amen. How are you sowing makes a difference as well. How are you sowing makes a difference. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. 2 Corinthians, hallelujah. I hope this is helping you. This blessed me, amen. 2 Corinthians, we're going to look at chapter 9. And we're going to look at verse 7. I'm having a hard time with the scriptures today, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. There we go. 9, and we're going to look at verse 7. It says, every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. One thing you have to understand, God loves a cheerful giver. When you give your tithes and offerings, when you give your time, amen, when you give to the poor, God wants you to be happy about doing it, amen. We give grudgingly. We give because the pastor told me I had to do it. He said, give joyfully. We give it because we hear people say, well, I was blessed when I did this. So you're like, well, I'm going to do it too because I want that, amen. That's what he talks about. Don't give for necessity. Don't give grudgingly. I'm going to give, amen. But they don't like it, amen. When you get, I remember years ago, the pastor had said something to me, and I had got upset, and I took my tithes over there, and she gave me my tithes right back, and she said, look, your heart got to be right. I'm not going to let you give this, and your heart ain't right. You got to give because you want to give, amen. That's what we talk about even in when we're doing the communion, amen, they say a lot of men examine his heart. Many are sick among the body because they don't discern the Lord's body, amen. You have to, your heart has to be, when you give, it has to be cheerfully. Not because somebody told you to do it, not because you think you're going to get something in return, not grudgingly like, I don't want to get this habit, I'm going to give them anyway. No, you're not going to see any fruit from that, ever, ever. And so you have to see how you, God loves a cheerful giver. God wants you to do things because you want to do them, not because you have to do it. Do them because you want to do it, not because you were pressured into doing it. And so, number one, if you want to see your seeds grow into a harvest, you have to be a cheerful seller. Amen. Number two, amen, I'm going to read this because our time is being short. Amen. 2 Corinthians talk about in 9 and 6 say, sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. Amen. If we only sow a little, you're only going to get a little. Amen. And Galatians 6 and 7 said, what you sow, you reap. What are you sowing? We said we sow the word of God. What are you sowing? You have to ask yourself that. Amen. If you only give to the fleshly things, that's what you're going to reap. But if you sow, hallelujah, to those things of God, you will see them. So now let's do a quick thing. How do I reap? You reap the harvest. Let's look at Psalms 126 and 5. And I'm going to read that. I know our time is short, but I want you to see this. Psalms 126 and 5. Let me hurry up and get over there, Faith. Amen. I know we're going over our 30-minute mark, amen, but I want you all to get this. This is so important because this is helping me as well as it's helping you. Psalms 126, verse 5 says, They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. That's how we get our harvest. You sow a broken and a contrite heart, God will not despise, amen. That's your harvest, amen. He said, when you sow in tears, you will reap in joy. Galatians 6 and 9 say, in due season, don't be weary in well-doing. You shall reap if you faint not, amen. That's how we reap, amen. And Revelations 14 and 15, and I'm going to leave you all with this. I know we kind of set up at the end, amen, but I want you to get these scriptures because these scriptures bless me, and I know as fellow truth finders, it's going to bless you. Revelations 14, verse 15, and it says, and we're talking about now you've already learned how to sow, now you're reaping, amen. God is teaching us how to reap, amen. 14, hallelujah, and 15 says this, and I look, behold, Revelations 14 and 15 says, and another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. When you finish doing those things of God, after you get through seeking ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, you will reap, amen. Our reaping is us, the eternal life, the glory of God manifesting in our life and the life that's to come, amen. And so now that's what you're reaping. You've sown in tears. You've sown the word of God. You sown those things God asked you to do, amen. Now you see the manifested blessings of God, amen. In due time, in due season, you will see the harvest of God spring up in your life, amen, not just in this life, but in the one to come, the harvest that comes, hallelujah, in eternal life as we're living to live again, amen. So God bless you all, fellow truth finders. I thank you all for joining us on today, amen. Listen, I need you to know it's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome, awesome day.